Amen. Welcome to Opera Lynn, USA. That's good. I like all kinds of music, especially if it glorifies the Lord. And that doesn't include opera, I don't think. I don't know how that could... That'll get rid of skunks out from under your house if you have them. But at any rate, no, opera's all right for those who love it. But it's good to... This has been a great day, hasn't it? Good attendance, man. The thing was just filled out. In other places, there were people. And then some received Christ, and then baptism tonight. Got one coming up after me. And that'll be around 11 o'clock tonight. And we'll have another baptism, all right? So, I recently was approached by a friend of mine up in Virginia, and he said there's a group of people who are really trying to reach America and fill America with the gospel. And we need a Texas representative. Will you be that Texas representative? And I said yes. One of my weaker moments, but at any rate, I said yes. I like what you're talking about. And the organization, the effort is called Fill America. Fill America. Fill it up. With what? The gospel. There's enough nonsense out there right now that we need something else that is there. So what is Fill America? Acts 5:28, don't turn there. That's not our text, but this is just one of the things that they use as a main text, saying, did not we straightway command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem. You have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. That's a compliment. They had filled Jerusalem with the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So what is Fill America? Well, they needed a Texas representative. So I wanted to talk to the pastor, and we had lunch together. And he said, I'm for it. That sounds good to me. And I was glad to hear that because it would be involving the church getting behind this ministry and being part of it. Now, if we can have that first visual, what is Fill America? And the answer to that is, you can read it, it's a group of independent fundamental Baptist preachers and churches that use the King James Version of the Bible that have agreed to strive together in a concerted way to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think that's a good thing, don't you? It's a real good thing. So let's go to the next visual. And already, since the inception of this group, 1,065,420 plus gospel tracts have been given. And go to the next one. And we have 44 states, territories, and Canadian provinces involved, 43 evangelists that are involved in this, and 311 churches in America already that are involved. And if you see the map there, you see those that are involved. The red are those that are participating, and Texas is red now. And then these other states, we want to get into those with this particular ministry, and it's a fantastic ministry. The next event in passing out tracts through churches is March the 25th through April the 8th, 2023. And there are about four of these every year, four different times, three or four of them, where at our church and other local churches, we emphasize giving out tracts and passing them out. Now, in a few weeks, we're going to have tracts available in every lobby. It'll be a bunch of them, and they'll be there. And then we're going to have these for those who want them, track holders. This is a nice thing. This one church, they make these there at their church, and they have made them by the hundreds. And you can place your track in this, some of your tracks, and if you can put it in your coat pocket, that's good. Pastor Rusty Chatfield and the Michigan Baptist Bible Church, they are the ones who do this. And you can put your tracts in there and place them on both sides, whatever. Ladies could put these in their purse. If you're not wearing a suit and you don't have a place to put it in your pocket, you can carry it along in your car, and they don't get all crumpled and bent up like some of ours are right now in our car, like so. And so these are going to be available, as many as we need, and those who would want one of these. How many of you think you might like to have one of those? Raise your hands. All right, good. That gives me an idea of how many to order. And it cost us nothing. It's a ministry of that church. Then we're going to run this through the Sunday school. There'll be forms in Sunday school during that period of time, March the 25th through April the 8th, and they will tally the results of people who have passed out tracts, either person to person or just put one down somewhere. There are different categories, about three categories, where you can do that with your tracts. And then you turn that in Sunday school, and then we'll tally that. The office will give it to me, and then I'll take it and give it to the national headquarters, and they will add all of this up. So it's a wonderful and growing thing, and I hope you'll participate in it. Now, why should I use gospel tracts? Let's look at Romans 1:16. You're familiar with that. Romans 1:16. The scripture says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." How many of you would say amen to that? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. "For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." It is the power of God, the gospel, the power of God to get people saved, to get them born again. Now, we can curse the darkness around us, and we're pretty good at doing that, but we can also do something about it. We don't need to just curse the darkness. We need to try to change it and get some light in it. So the first thing let's talk about is living seed. Living seed. Acts 1:8, again he says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." We're all familiar with that. In Matthew 28, we're familiar with that. But we have living seed. What are gospel tracts? The word tract, the dictionary says, it is a piece of writing expressing a strong belief, usually about religion and politics. It's simply basically a piece of paper, a piece of writing. It comes from the Latin word tractus, and that simply means drawing. A tract will draw. And this was used, first of all, somewhere around the 15th century. Now, notice we call it gospel tracts. See, I don't care what kind of tract you pass out. If it doesn't have the gospel in it, you're wasting your time. We want gospel tracts that make the gospel clear. In all of our track racks out there, you're going to find out that the gospel is presented clearly in that. Gospel tracts contain the gospel. And so it's like living seed. The gospel tract is like seed or seeds that we pass out. And sometimes we give those to people. It is planted in a person's heart. The seed goes there in the mind and in the heart. We never know all of the outcomes of it. But God uses this seed, sometimes a tract, to create life in a person and to lead them to what we know is eternal life. Thank God for eternal life. And so you can pass out a tract. It's so easy to do, and it helps overcome the fear of sharing your faith. Tracts are very concise. They're very clear. They're very effectively done. And this one is just one that we have here at the church, one of my favorite, because I can always stick it in my pocket. And it says, "God loves you," and tells about that. Everyone needs a Savior, and talks about that, Romans 3:23. Sin has a price that must be paid, and Jesus Christ died to pay for your sin. Pray and ask Christ, Jesus Christ, to save you. That's simple, isn't it? But man, there it is. That's the seed. That's the gospel. It is like planting gospel seeds all around. And it tells man of his sin, of salvation, and of the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving Christ as Savior. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, how? By the word of God. That's what is contained in this. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, I'm not putting down verbal witnessing in confrontational evangelism. Help yourself and go to it. And we need that. We need to approach people. But a lot of people are not comfortable with that. They don't do that. But this is something everybody can do. And we need to plant the seed. Why? Well, it's God's command. Secondly, we are reminded that it is God's command that we plant the seed. Evangelism is not really our choice, though we make choices, but really it shouldn't be a choice. It's God's command. It's God's divine command. God tells us we to do it. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How in the world are we going to do that? Well, we use missionaries in every way we can and a lot of different outlets, but we need to do all that we can to give the gospel, preach it to every creature. Matthew 28:18-20. Then Jesus spake unto them, telling them that all power is given him to heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world or the end of the age. That's a promise that God gives us in that. And we're familiar with that. That's a command of God. If you take the C off of that, you have omission. We need the commission, and we don't need to omit giving out the gospel. And I know that people have heard preachers preach that before, Matthew 28 and other verses. And they felt convicted, I need to do that. And I need to get the gospel out. And the preacher says it should be done. And the Bible says it should be done. And I need to get the gospel out. And then fear sort of comes in. We feel convicted. We want to do it. And then maybe get a little fearful. But don't let fear keep you from obeying God. Don't let fear keep you from obeying God. He commanded it. And I think we would agree with this. He is worthy of it. Amen. And we should obey what God says. The only thing, someone said, the only thing God cannot use is our silence. And of course, we're not talking about verbal here, but still it's presenting the gospel. See, people are going to heaven or hell, aren't they? All around us. They're going to go to heaven or hell. Heaven or hell. And hell is an awful place. And I don't want to elaborate on it, but I'm telling you, you don't want anybody to go to hell, I hope. I've been told that I might ought to visit that place before when I was preaching somewhere, and somebody didn't like what I said, but I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. But nobody needs to go to hell if we get the gospel to them and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can do that. He commanded it. He's worthy. We ought to obey him. And then one thing we need to do to obey that command is, thirdly, finding your voice. Finding your voice in order to do it. Your way of doing it. Sharing God's message, telling people how to be saved, does not have to be difficult or hard. It does not have to be hard in order to do that. We live in a godless world today. We know that. It is a godless world. But you know what? God's voice and God's truth can still be heard even in a godless world. It can still be heard if it is presented. God's voice can be heard. And a single tract can be used as that voice, giving out a tract. It's God's word, God's voice, the testimony of a tract, and we share a tract of evangelism. You don't have to struggle to learn a lot of scriptures or be afraid I'm going to say the wrong thing. I might blow it or that type thing. Everybody can give out a tract. can pass out tracts to people all over the place. Isaiah 6:8, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, hear my send me. Would you be willing to say that tonight? I'll take the tracts and I'll go. Send me, Lord. I'll be glad to do that. And then seeing fruit. Seeing fruit. How does God use tracts today? Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Seemed like I heard something like that maybe last Wednesday night. But anyway, we need to do that. I think it was Dr. Tom Wallace that told the story. He was passing a man on the road. He's in sort of a hurry going to preach, and he had some tracts. So he just threw a couple of tracts out the window and kept on his way. And later on, he was back at that church, I don't know, a couple of 3 years later. And while he was there, this man heard him tell a little bit about that story, and he came up to him and he said, hey, I picked that track up, and I went to church, and I got saved, and I got baptized, and I'm a member of this church now. One little track that he just pitched out the window. Now, you don't want to get the ecologists upset, so don't throw a whole handful of them. But one once in a while will be okay. And I want to read this to you. This is precious to me. It's just an illustration. And she didn't know, this lady didn't know it was me that left this track. But I was in Connersville, Indiana, and most of my hospital calls were in Indianapolis, 60 miles away. And I would get up early enough to get it there in time for their surgery or whatever, but I always liked to stop and have breakfast. Any kind of breakfast out of Connersville was always good. But anyway, she sent this and mailed this in. Listen to it. It's precious. Now, this is not a salvation one, but they can also be used to encourage people. To whom it may concern, I'm a waitress at Mother Tucker's. Well, that was good food, let me tell you, at Castleton. On July the 3rd, I received a booklet entitled The Gospel of John, obviously given to me by a member of your church, as it had your address on the back. I became a Christian in 1982, and I absolutely love being counted an heir with Jesus. He is so good. He knows our needs every minute of every day, as was proven on July the 3rd. That's when I left it. As if God needs to prove anything, she said. I was having a terrible day, and on days as such, it's hard to keep my eyes on Jesus. However, when I received that book, the tract, it made me stop a minute and thank God for who I am in Him. I never got the chance to thank the gentleman who left it, but hopefully this letter will be the thanks he deserves. Praise God for people like you who are fulfilling the Great Commission and keeping people's eyes like mine on Jesus. That's just one little old tract that was passed out in a restaurant early one morning, and it encouraged her. Who knows, she may have given it to somebody else, but we know that God uses these, and He'll use it if we will let Him use it. And now some pastors are reporting in this group, in these churches, that people are being saved, coming to their church, and some of them are following and being baptized. But what happens, at least, when these are passed out, a work is started. A work is started. They hear the gospel, they read the gospel, and God can bless that. John 12:32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me. So we give out a tract, and people are drawn, in some cases, to the Lord. It may be one step in that direction. They may not get saved right then. It may be 5 years later. It may be later on when a tragedy comes and God brings that back to them. They may keep it somewhere. I don't know. But God uses them. And here's another thing about tracts. They're cheap. They're cheap. Right, Pastor? Pretty cheap. But anyway, they're they don't cost a lot of money. People say, well, I don't want to pick them up because I know they cost money. So what? I mean, it's the gospel. And so what if it costs a little money? Take them and pass them out. Take all you want to, and they'll fill the track racks up again very quickly. And they are readily available to all members. You don't have to sign up, get in line. You don't have to get on some dumb thing on the computer and give them a code and all that kind of mess. You just go by and pick them up. Amen? Just go by and pick them up. The tracks can be left everywhere. Cashiers at the bank, they give them a track. And just stick it in there when that little thing comes out, and you put it in there and forget to drive off with it and have to go back around, put it back in there, put a track in it. Do it twice if you have to. Go to the grocery store. And when you go there, give a track to somebody's checking you out. Go to the cleaners. I was at our cleaners the other day. A lady came to the front, and I said, "What is your religious background?" I thought I knew. And I said, "Are you a Christian or what?" She said, "No, I'm Muslim." I said, "Oh, well, nice to meet you and all of that and talk to you. But here, I'd like to give you something to read." And I gave her one of these. And I don't know what the outcome will be. But when I get back in there, I don't have my clothes cleaned about once every 6 months, but can't afford it. You know, you can go buy a tie before you can get it cleaned, buy a new one. But anyway, when I get back, I'm going to ask her, "Did you read this, and what did you think about it?" And she'll give me an answer. It may be good, it may be bad. But anyway, she was a Muslim, and yet I gave her the tract. Waitresses, you can give to waitresses, waiters, trick-or-treaters. We have seasonal tracts, Christmas tracts, Easter tracts, trick-or-treating tracts, and other kinds of tracts. And they're colored that way. They'll be out there during those seasons. You can enclose them in Christmas cards. You can take your neighbors some cookies after they faint and pick them up. Then be sure you have a track in the little sack where you put the cookies or whatever it might be. You can help out. A lot of us give clothes to different organizations, Salvation Army, whatever. Before you give them away, just stick a bunch of tracks in the pockets. If you get something in the mail and they want you to respond and all that, and it says postage paid, throw that envelope away, throw that thing away that they're trying to get you to buy, and put a tract back in it. Doesn't cost a dime. Stick it in the mailbox, and who knows, somebody might get saved. And the people come to your house who you don't like, and they charge you too much money, electricians, plumbers, and painters. I'm sorry, guys or ladies. I know they have to make a living, but while they're there, when you're paying that awful bill, give them a track and find out if they're saved or if they're not saved. I've met a lot of interesting people that way there at the house when they do that. And it's good to have tracks available and handy, maybe on a table in your foyer when you go into your house. Give them out at parades. Give them out to your beautician, your barbers, whatever it may be. Give it out to mechanics. And when you go have your car inspected, when I have my car inspected, I give the guy a track. Talk to him about the Lord if he'll let me do that. I remember Miss Eva Cook. How many of you remember Eva Cook? All right, a bunch of you remember her. She was a precious saint and one of the best soul winners I've ever known. Always put me to shame. We took them, after I came here, we took them to the state fair, the senior citizens. And we're all walking around, and after a while, I said, "Where's Miss Cook?" He said, "I don't know." I said, "Where's Miss Cook?" "I don't know." I said, "I got to find Miss Cook. She's wandered away. What in the world's wrong with her?" And I started walking around. I was looking. All of a sudden, I saw her riding one of those little tram things. She's just passing out tracks. Riding back and forth, back and forth. I said, "She's all right. We'll find her when it's time to go home. Or she'll find us. God will love her. She just passed out tracks." Well, there are some don'ts with it, and I won't go into all of those. But if it's prohibited, I would advise you don't pass them out there. Some government buildings, and you might sneak one in somewhere, a bathroom or something. But some government buildings, like the post office or others, when you do give them out, and if people Don't respond positive. Don't be mean and rude with them and chew them out and say, yeah, well, just go on and go to the devil if you want to. You know, we, you know, that really helps the cause later on, doesn't it? So we don't want to do that. We want to be nice about it. And if they don't take it. Now, I've found out this. 90% of the people will take it and thank you for it. If you don't believe me, try it. I urge you to try it. I don't know what they'll do with it after that, but they'll take it. Many times they'll say, thank you. And they don't mind getting it. And don't pass out cheap tracts with coffee rings on them and all that kind of thing. Make them nice tracts. I believe Jesus deserves to be represented well. Amen. Good tracts. Our tracts are nice. They're printed nice. I've seen some that, I don't know, some elementary school kid must have designed them and they ran them off. But I think it's better to have good tracts and not bad tracts, not ugly tracts. We represent God. Now, we come to all of this. What is your response to what I'm saying tonight? What is your response? What will you do? We come, usually in every message we hear, something is presented in that message that we have to make a decision about. And I sit back by my wife and the preacher's up here preaching. I'm just cruising, enjoying, preach. And then he gets on my sin or my problem. And I'm thinking, he started meddling. What did he do that for? You know. But we have to make a decision. It brings us to decision. Do you want to keep the gospel to yourself? Do we want to keep the gospel to ourselves? Or do we need to share the gospel? Share it. Give it out. This is one way we can share the gospel. Do we want people to be saved? Do we? Really? Then we ought to be at the business of passing out tracts. One thing that we can do, and do it consistently. A lot of times, tonight, probably after we get those, people will go pick up some tracts. But if you're not careful a month from now, you just, I forgot about that. But we need to do it on purpose, do it consistently, do it by planning to do it. The Great Commission is for all of us. Now, I'm going to ask some questions, but I don't want you to raise your hand or say anything. But how many of you, don't answer out loud or raise your hand, but how many of you go door-to-door visitation? I can tell you that it's a minority. Just a very few of you that are here tonight go door-to-door. And I'm not chewing you out. I'm just stating a fact that we don't go door-to-door. And how many of you witness often one-on-one with people? Some do, but most people probably don't. How many of you, when you get up to give a speech somewhere, most of us don't have that opportunity, but if we do, do we give the gospel in our speech and give a testimony? I love it when people do that. I love it when a genuine athlete or a genuine Christian athlete gives their testimony of something of that nature. How many of us take time to buy and give away a book so that maybe somebody will read it and get saved? We have some of those. I gave a dentist in Indiana a book on one occasion, and he was not saved. His wife was. I gave him this book. It didn't cost a lot of money. The guy read it, and he got saved. That's great. Most people don't do that. A lot of people don't have the money to do that. I borrowed my wife's allowance to do it. But I got it out there and gave it to that dentist, and he got saved, and I thank God for it. But how many of us can do that? And how many would even take the time to go purchase and pay the money for it? How many of you, and don't answer this out loud, but how many of you ladies tonight sitting in this congregation have tracts in your purse? I know you got some chapstick and lipstick and all kinds of sticks in there, whatever's in your purse. But do you have tracts in your purse? How many of us tonight have tracts in our automobile? You have plenty of them in the console or in the glove box or somewhere in your automobile. How many of us have that? How many of us, pardon me, have some in our pocket? We're carrying them around in our pockets. Men with shirts and putting it in your shirt pocket. How many of us tonight or even last week carried some tracts around with us in those items? I don't know. But passing out tracts is something that anybody can do. Men can do it. Women can do it. Teenagers can do it. Little boys and girls can do it. You know, most people will not reject them. And just let them handle. I had a preacher friend. His little boy had a brain tumor. Dr. Rudy Holland, you know who I'm speaking of. And his little boy had a brain tumor, and he couldn't speak after that. He just, like so. And his son and our daughter was born at the same time. But little Paul would go around, and he'd go, like that. That's all he could do. He'd just, point up there. And they'd say, what's he saying? And Daddy would tell him, he wants you to trust Christ as your Savior. And he would always do that. No matter where he was, what he did, he would always do that. So we need to do it. Now, what if giving out a small piece of paper, just a small, simple piece of paper, kept a soul from hell? Would it be worth it? How many of you think it would be? Say amen. Amen. It would be worth it, wouldn't it? A little piece of paper like this, and somebody take it and follow up and get saved and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want to challenge you tonight to get involved in March, that time period, 25th through April 8th, the first time, Fill America Track Campaign. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Here's my invitation to you tonight. Romans 10:14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they've not heard, believe? And how shall they believe in him in whom they've not heard? They need to hear, and we can pass out tracts. I would ask some of you, if the Lord leads you, to come to the altar tonight and pray for Fill America, for our campaign as well as the national campaign. I would ask some of you who have gotten away from passing out tracts and hadn't been doing it like you used to and need to, that you would come tonight and make some fresh commitments to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to do better in this area. I want to pass out tracts and hope that people get saved. And then if you're here without Christ, as I said, the tract, gospel tract, is the tract that tells you you're a sinner, Jesus died for you. If you'll call on him and ask him to save you, if you're here tonight and you're not sure you're going to heaven, if you'll do that, it's that simple. It's not complicated. Just trust Christ as your Savior. Step out and come forward, and some worker will help you. You'll not be embarrassed. We'll show you how to receive Christ as your Savior. Would you make some commitments tonight and ask God to use you and be determined to pass out the gospel? Father, we thank you for the privilege of giving out the gospel. And we're thankful that the Word of God is powerful. It doesn't return void. We're thankful that the Word of God, as it is in print, we have different languages of tracts and all that can be passed out, that people hear the gospel. They can't believe if they don't hear. They can't know Christ if they are not taught who he is and why he died for them. Help us to make some fresh commitments tonight. And Father, I pray that our church would get behind this wholeheartedly and do a better job and really see what we can do in getting these tracts out during these days that are forthcoming. And we'll praise you for any results that come. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, please.